I do believe that I have a really good proven record as a good mayor, and have you know, decided that I want to, you know, to offer myself up for public service again. I think there is a desperate need for some new ideas on the county commission in this tough economic cycle that local governments are going on. I also feel real strongly that the, you know, the current commissioner has to be held accountable for the tough times that we face in our county and the budget cuts that are coming and the utility rates and everything, because they don't happen, you know, by accident. There's the ability to anticipate some of this stuff, or just wait till it happens and then react to it.
And you mentioned reacting to it and anticipating it. Of course, revenues are down. That's because property values are down. But some on the commission, maybe I'm specifically talking here about Ken Welsh, have suggested possibly raising the millage rate in order to not have to cut as many services. Where would you fall on that issue?
Well, I think that, you know, you start with addressing the structural problem that exists with a county that relies on 2/3 of their, you know, general fund revenue coming from declining property tax rates. You know, I think you need to start there by trying to address the inequities and the fact that the property tax is not a stable source of revenue, and so you have to look for some new sources of revenue. And one of those could be, you know, a property tax increase if it was something that was in line with, you know, just recovering some of the, you know, the losses that are incurred from the declining revenues, or, you know, property values. But I think everything has to be on the table, because there is a limit to what you can cut if you do it in a hatchet-like way, which is, I think, what they're proposing at this point. Because you start to really threaten essential services, especially public safety.
And finally, I want to ask you about consolidation of services. There's been a lot of discussion about the specific roles between Pinellas and the city of St. Petersburg and the other cities in Pinellas County, that one way to save expenses might be to consolidate services.
Right. Well, I think it has, again, I think you have to always be looking for efficiencies in operating government, but I don't think you start looking at them just, you know, because you're in trouble. I think you look at them because that's what good government does, and that would be my, you know, argument about how, you know, all of a sudden this is a good idea. It was always a good idea to seek cost-efficient, you know, delivery systems of services. And you know, one of the things I think I'll highlight during my campaign is the fact that if you benchmark, you know, the cost to provide fire and police in Dunedin against the cost to provide fire and police in some of the unincorporated areas of Pinellas County, and in fact against other cities, you'll find out that we were seeking the most cost-effective delivery of those services. And so if we can do it, then I think that other jurisdictions and the idea that you can seek a lower rate would be something that we should be pursuing.